Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Friday. Here's something that's going to make it a little happier for one lucky winner. If you're calling number 97 right now, that's right. Pick up your phone and use it as a phone rather than a text machine. Call 800-400-3697. You'll instantly win a pair of three-day tickets to Outside Lands 2021. Let me be clear. This is for next summer's Outside Lands Festival. They've already got the lineup. You hear Lizzo right there? August 6th through 8th in Golden Gate Park. The full list of the people that they've booked is at sfoutsidelands.com. That's also where you can buy passes. They went on sale yesterday. And we have a pair of three-day tickets for Outside Lands 2021 for caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Before we jump into the text, I wanted to remind everybody that, look, comedy is still happening in the world, people. Yeah, it's online. It's on Instagram. If you follow at Scott Capurro, you probably are already well aware that he does a full half hour of comedy every Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow's no different, even though he does have a live show coming up in July. I'm sure he'll be telling us more about that. But as of tomorrow, you can see him live on Instagram for the full half hour comedy spectacular. Oh. I know. Very exciting. Oh, well.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is where you guys can send your comments, your complaints, your compliments, whatever they are.
We love those. Yes.
I would say, you know, try to remember we're human, but we are also, you know, anyone in the media who's out there in the public is also considered a punching bag. So
I can't wait to hear this.
No, it's not all bad. No, we have a lot of good stuff. In fact, I'll start with one. Hey, Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nicole, thank you very much for the smiles, giggles, great news, and fun you bring to my mornings. You're shining stars. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. We certainly appreciate you listening. That's for sure. Thank you.
Did you talk about the Dixie Chicks? They're dropping Dixie because of the negative connotations to the South. They're just the Chicks now. Is that a joke?
No, that's real.
That's real?
Yeah, Lady Antebellum changed their name to Lady A. The Dixie Chicks have changed their name to just the Chicks.
Okay.
So it's funny because my mom was making a joke. She goes, I wonder if the Winn-Dixie supermarket chain will change its name too. Like, you know, who knows where that'll stop.
They should have gone with the D Chicks, but I guess that's...
Oh, man, well, yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, Lady A, the D.
Sure, right. Yes, yeah.
Vinny, look, Snap, it's doing awesome. It's almost at 24. Snap is no longer my problem, ladies and gentlemen. I got rid of that yesterday. Mm. And I'm happy to be free of it. And if it goes huge from here, I hope the rest of you who held on to your Snap stock, you're happy. Maybe me selling helped you. I don't know. I can't continue to watch that bounce like a ball. I just can't.
Put your money somewhere else.
Well, look, if I was 30, I'd be like, okay, I'll ride that out. I got plenty of time. 30 years
till retirement, right.
I'm 51. I'm going to put that somewhere safer.
Like a high interest bank account.
Right.
Oh, God, that seems so safe these days.
Let me see if I can find this. Divorce, awful in all caps, especially when your faithful, honest husband of 20 years up and leaves never to parent our three children again.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
I don't know what brings someone to that, except the only thing I can think of is such an absolute hate for the partner that you spent all those years with that you take it out on your kids.
I know.
And I still don't know that I understand it, but it has to be that the two of you have driven.
Or you're just so incredibly selfish that you've decided that some other person is the person. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It could be any number of things.
I don't know. I'm incredibly selfish. I don't know how you look. I get that couples have to break up sometimes. Like, you just can't get along anymore. And that's all there is to it. And all the love in the world for your kids isn't going to keep you smiling through the day when the person that you used to love now has turned to someone that you can't even have a civil conversation with. I get that part. But to leave your kids entirely up
I just think it's the only way you can do that is if you somehow you've hardened yourself whether it's you hate that person or you're just incredibly selfish. You can't be bothered. You know, maybe you're psychotic. I don't know. I don't know what your problem is.
That is.
It's just you can't. It's hard to believe because you love your kids so much that it's difficult to imagine a scenario where you don't ever see them again.
Maybe he'll circle back at some point, but I could see a kid be lucky. You know what, though? The weird thing about it's not weird. But kids love their parents and, you know, likely will take him back if he turns back up in 10 years and realizes I'd made a mistake. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. That's rough.
I've seen Hidden Figures more times than I can count and haven't gotten tired of it because Kevin Costner is an amazing actor. Taraji P. Henson and Octavia Spencer are incredible actresses. I give the movie a Fly Me to the Moon level of enjoyment, which is more than 10 stars.
Oh, that's a lot of stars.
If I were that barista, I would have spit in that woman's coffee.
Well, it's good that he didn't because now he's got $25,000 in tips.
Don't spit in people's food. Just try to be above them.
Yes.
Hey, Vin, are the beaches open in Santa Cruz? Thinking about doing an Airbnb rental for the weekend. From what I hear, and I have, it's weird because I got caught on the air the other day when I was seeing both things. I saw beaches full of people and signs saying the beaches are closed and couldn't figure out what was going on. And now I read about it today. It turns out the authorities, lifeguards, police, just weren't able to manage the number of people showing up and hitting the beach.
You can't arrest 100,000 people.
Right. So, yes, they're back open today. But apparently,
they've given up, it sounds like.
Today was the announcement, despite the fact that all week people have been hitting the beach. So, anyway. You want to know why I live with my parents?
Why?
I make $140,000 a year. A house over in the bad part of town in San Jose is selling for $940,000. How can we expect to be able to afford to move out? Well, if you make $140,000, you may not be able to afford a down payment on a house yet, but you should be able to afford an apartment, right?
Well, even apartments are super expensive. And if you're bringing home that kind of money, maybe it serves you better to stay and pay a small amount of rent to mom and dad or, you know, make a contribution to the household expenses and save money. Like, especially if you get along with your parents. Like my kids, if they wanted to stay, they could stay as long as they want. They're great. They help out. I hardly ever see them. My one son's doing his whole internship from his room this summer because he hasn't been able to, because of social distancing, he hasn't been able to go in.
So works, is he racking up 8 hours a day behind the computer?
Easily, more than that even. He works on it at night sometimes too. I know, and he loves it.
And he loves it?
He does. Apparently it's a good group of people. I don't know what I'm allowed to say about this place. But he's, doing some coding, and they're psyched with his work, and
this
he's
was a kid that was going
to
be a goat farmer.
Yes,
in Iceland.
Still, you know, when you bring it up. At first he's like, oh, I was never, and then he's like, but it would be kind of. Like, okay. I have no idea where he'll wind up. But right now he's having a great, you know, I mean, he's bummed though, because, you know, part of the whole deal with the internship is he wanted to go and be a part of this thing that they're doing and meet people. And so it's been tough, you know, Zoom meetings. You're not meeting anyone in a Zoom meeting. You're not, you know, going for a coffee after a Zoom meeting for another, you know, Zoom coffee with someone that you like the look of.
Sentinel Steve has sent in, Vin, the San Diego Starbucks story. The woman yelled is a big social media presence, and she is a big anti-vaxxer too. She's getting tons of negative comments and even death threats. Huge backlash has really helped that poor barista kid. Yeah, I hate to hear that she's getting death threats, though. I'd like to see her just behave like a human being in a coffee house.
Well, it would be nice if we could all do that, Ben, yeah. Right? I mean, you know, I'm not one to send death threats, but I can't say I'm above saying something mean when I see bad behavior. We just all have to learn to shut up more.
Did Sarah end up having COVID? I never heard the results. And if she did, she was out sick for one day. Ooh, sounds awful. Oh boy. That is true.
Thanks.
It wasn't as
Thank
bad
you.
For you. If that's the case, it wasn't, but that's good. I'm
no,
glad
it
wasn't.
Good. I actually don't know if I had it, and it's, my hope is that I didn't. But I took the test last Wednesday and I still have not gotten a phone, and I've called. And found, like, how am I going to hear? How will you tell me? I'm assured that I'm getting a phone call. And I'm answering every spam call that comes in just to see if that's what it is. So, and John, who had his antibody test 2 weeks ago, still doesn't have his results. I don't know who's in charge of these results. Doesn't feel efficient, but I get that there's a lot of
people. Many people have written in is that because of the spikes we keep hearing about, you're also here seeing that the testing is just maxed out. So whether that's I know for a fact some locations, including, oh, here it is. 302 NBA players were tested for COVID-19 on Tuesday, 6/23, and received results in less than 72 hours. There were 16 players that tested positive. Why is Marin County taking so long?
Why
Sheesh.
Is it?
Well, look, you have to imagine the NBA players are getting special treatment.
You would. I bet you their own doctors, their own team doctors have somehow gotten their hands on some tests and are conducting them themselves. I truly don't know. I'm sorry that I don't have my results. Believe me, I would love to know. It would be awesome to either find out that I did have it or find out that I didn't. Both ways, I'll have a course of action in front of me.
Hey, would you mind spelling "I am" for me? Loved that.
Haim. It's H-A-I-M.
Yeah.
I
just switch your letters around there.
Yes, that's right.
Haim.
I'm late today, but what is happening to the podcast? I can't loose you.
Oh, we've been loosed? I don't know.
No.
What's going on with our podcast?
What's happening with the podcast?
Do we not know the answer to this?
No, everything's fine.
Well,
I don't know.
Everything should be good. I'm going to check on it right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Checking.
Oh, yeah, it's all up there. I mean, everything's from yesterday, though. Right.
Maybe
now.
They're getting... we haven't put up today's podcast yet. We're not done with the show. Can they write back with what specific platform they're having an issue with? And
it's that one that starts with an S. A lot of texters are...
Oh, Stitcher?
Yeah, a lot of texters are texting in because I guess it's not on there anymore. And I looked, and it's the last podcast is June 19th, but I don't know.
I truly don't know what our I don't know how podcasts work, so I don't know where they're going.
Try
radio.com.
Yes,
try radio.com. Try the podcast app on your phone. Try iTunes. It's all, we're everywhere. We're very sorry, though, that you're not getting us.
Sarah, I got my test results in less than 24 hours from Sutter. I went in because I was having a chronic cough. I was negative. Call them. This is a bunch of BS.
Are they in my plan? I just don't even know what my plan is anymore. Things change all the time.
Yeah. We have pretty good insurance, luckily.
We do.
But there was one that my kids went to that wasn't on the list. And I went, sorry, I know you like that doctor, whichever doctor, I can't remember her name. But
Too Little.
We like, yeah, Dr. Doolittle. I know you like Dr. Doolittle, but we're not going to be going to her anymore, everyone. We're switching over to this other one because, and it's turned out fine, but.
Yeah, because, well, if you're not covered, you know, and you, you know, it's.
Sorry.
I don't want to pay for that. If I that's why I'm paying for insurance.
Right. That out-of-pocket stuff ain't happening.
Right.
To be fair, Coors Light isn't real beer. Time to take away that guy's man card. The 5 to 6 Coors Light a day.
The silver bullet.
Yeah, I was never into Coors Light. Do you like that?
I don't. I
like
I
regular
don't.
Coors, not the I Coors like, Light.
I like vodka.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yeah. I'll do a nice IPA or a Guinness. Doesn't a Guinness sound good right now?
Oh, you should really hit that. Right after we turn these mics off. Oh, wait. I haven't even looked at the clock for a while. What time is it? Oh, okay. I got a couple more and we can go. Oh, here's the one about Mosley's closing. I'm so sad to hear that. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. He told us, what do you think, Bryn, 2 weeks ago?
It was probably at least a week ago.
Yeah.
I hope he used investors' money for that.
Yeah, I think they just licensed his name from him or something.
Thank goodness.
I don't know his business stuff, but he's...
I wouldn't expect you to, but, you know, that's one of those things where you hear someone who has a few bucks, they're just trying to turn it into more bucks, and then they find themselves with no bucks.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, you know, a lot of things aren't surviving the shutdown, and I think if you were tottering before, this certainly wasn't a helpful time. Isn't a helpful time.
On Scrubs podcast, Zach Braff shared Nick Cordero and wife had bought a house in L.A. and were staying in Zach Braff's guest house and went back to New York to pack up their apartment. And that's when he got sick.
Oh, no. Oh, that's horrible.
So they were just about to enjoy one of those big cross-country life change moves or whatever experience, maybe enjoy is the wrong word, but instead he got sick and they've been different ever since.
Things will never be the same. That's tragic.
Oh. I instantly start laughing anytime you guys start a horse story because I know what's coming, says 707.
I'm never. I need to remember to not do that.
If Vin had a horse in the Kentucky Derby, it would be called Don't Want No Trouble. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want no trouble. In fact, on that note, let's call it a week.
Let's do it.
Back to say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wish you all a wonderful and chilly weekend.
And also with you. Wait, what? A chilly weekend?
You know, like, I don't know, maybe you get AC installed at your house and everything's okay.
Okay.
Don't ask me. I know somebody's getting that done.
I know you're sitting there with your Obi-Ben One Kenobi outfit on, but...
It's freezing in this house.
I don't see how.
My God.
We're in the middle of summer. Honestly.
Yeah, but it's cold. You know how it is in the morning. It's freezing. It's the hair. With no hair, like my ears are really cold, my neck's really cold.
What?
I know.
I'm in shorts and t-shirt over here.
Yeah, it's free. It's like 50 degrees outside right now.
By the way, thanks to everyone. I put up a post of Daddy Daycare yesterday on my Instagram and got
a lot of nice
responses. It's nice of you to say I'm a good dad, but I would much rather be dropping them off at Sue's house right now, but so I don't know that makes me the best dad.
You let them dress you up. They gave you a full makeover. You should check it out on Vin Hassan on Instagram, VinHassson. Have a great weekend, you guys, and we'll check you back here for the last week before our big vacation and 4th of July weekend for everybody. Yes. Have a great, safe, happy Friday. See you later.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.